When he was a young man, Steve Tyrell began to produce records. He worked with Dionne Warwick, the Shirelles, Maxine Brown, Burt Bacharach, and his collaboration with B.J. Thomas, Raindrops Keep Falling on My Head, won an Oscar. Steve Tyrell is now in his 50s and has a very successful new career in front of the microphone, crooning.
It had to be you. It had to be you. I wandered around and finally found the somebody who could make me be true, could make me be blue, and even be glad just to be sad thinking of you.
Listen to the gravel in that voice, that stealth delivery. Somehow the unlikely combination works, and Steve Tyrell is smart. He surrounded himself with some great musicians, Clark Terry, Louis Belson, Joe Sample. The title of his new CD, Standard Time, reveals the kind of songs Tyrell loves to sing. But he says the music written in the 30s and 40s once had a bad reputation.
For a while, it got very slick, you know? And it really isn't that. When you go back to the roots of this music, it's the hippest music that's ever been written. The people that played it invented cool. I mean, you can't get any cooler than Harry Sweets Edison or Clark Terry or Louis Armstrong or Billie Holiday or the people that really pioneered, Frank Sinatra, that pioneered this music. That's what's really captured me, is just the coolness of it and the romanticism of the lyrics and the melodies and the sophistication of the chords. And it's a wonderful thing. I had no desire. I mean, I had no idea that I would be doing this in my life now, but I love it now. I have no intention of turning back.
Ooh, ooh, ooh. Oh, baby. What a little moonlight can do. What a little moonlight can do to you.
You take wonderful license with some of the songs, and you actually prod Clark Terry to do something he rarely does, which is sing rather than play piano. What a little moonlight can do. I'm used to the Dinah Washington version of this, which is real cool. And you're doing it this kind of Cajun rolling thing going on here.
Yeah, New Orleans kind of thing. Well, that was Joe Sample and myself and Clark that kind of fell into that. But a lot of my, you know, I'm from Houston, Texas originally, and a lot of my very early upbringing was in New Orleans with Dr. John and Alan Toussaint, and so a lot of that influence, that kind of stride influence is in me. And we just heard the song that way, and then I heard Clark singing it with me, and it's fantastic. I love it. I opened my show with that song, and everybody gets up and rocks when they hear it.
You'll get bold, you can't resist her, and all you'll say when you have kissed her is ooh, 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 what a little moonlight can do.
Lyrics cannot be beat on so many of these songs. I mean, singing something like Our Love Is Here to Stay. I mean, who writes about Gibraltar crumbling anymore?
Right, exactly.
In time, the Rockies may crumble, Gibraltar may tumble, they're only made of clay, but
you know what's amazing is when young people come up to me and say, God, I wish I could say that. You know, they really, really respond to the lyrics amazingly. I mean, how about Cole Porter's Every Time We Say Goodbye, you know?
Yeah.
Or That Old Feeling, what about that one? I mean, everybody's run across somebody and got that old feeling. People really of all ages respond to this music, and guys like it, and baby boomers like it, and old people like it, young people like it, and I'm thrilled to have the opportunity to do it, you know?
Steve Tyrell, thank you.
Thank you. It's a thrill to be on your show.
Steve Tyrell, his new album is called Standard Time.
I'd gladly move the earth for you to prove my love, dear, and it's worth
until the real thing comes along. With all the words still at my command, I just can't make you understand. I'll always love you, darling, come what may. My heart is yours, what more?